welcome back to the Shredded Cabbage Podcast. Here we are. Sorry for going 2 weeks without giving you guys the most must-see content in the world. We are back. You already know me. I'm Colmore, and I'm here with my right hand, Mr. Blake Shipp. What's up, Blake?
Good evening, everybody. How has your week been, Mr. Cole?
You know, we're back in the swing of things. I'm back in school, you know.
First day back?
Year six of my bachelor's, and we got two more years left of it, you know. We started college in 2013, and we're starting our major in 2019. But you know what? No stress here. We're getting it done no matter what. It's pretty chill. What about you?
I started my first semester of senior year. But we are going to the same school, so we're pretty much same level now, right?
Same level, you know. Same level except for the IQ, but, you know.
Something like that.
Eventually I'll be as smart as you, you know. we'll get there. Well, what's popping in your world? Any cool worlds you built this week in Minecraft or anything in the game sphere?
Let's see. What's been happening? Me and Ian have been constructing a pretty cool world right now in Minecraft. Kind of exclusive. We're trying to keep the rest of the miners as distant as possible. No hate on them. It's just, we wanted to see how far we could get. Just us two. And let me tell you, it is something else. The world.
Yeah. You know, I don't know. I don't think I'll ever be able to get into Minecraft. It's just, not for me, man. You know, it's not. I'm just a real world guy.
Minecraft is real world. If I ever got stranded on an island,
what is the fun in it? That's what I need to understand.
It's relaxing. It's because I would love to be dropped on a stranded island and like have to survive. And that's what Minecraft is.
Oh yeah. Surviving, you want that in real life?
Well, not like plane crashed into an island. Like if I had like a knife, some water for like 3 days, and some food maybe. Like a little bit of a head start. Not completely like just dropped on an island. Probably no one would last through that. Yeah. Except for Bear Grizzles.
Yeah.
Do you think you could survive?
You know. Probably so. We've kind of already had this conversation on one of our pods about, you know, the Area 51 deal and all that. By the way, that's next month.
Yep. You
know, maybe we'll have an Area 51 watch party, you know, coming up.
Maybe like a live stream.
Yeah, we can do something like that. Get a little thing going. Yeah, you know, we're chilling right now. It's kind of an interesting time because right now, you know, all my games, all my online gaming stuff, the games are kind of drying out for me. Like I need some fresh blood. Waiting for the release of Modern Warfare 4.
Gamer Live.
As that's going to be a lot of fun. And, you know, I just want to say this, you know, eventually, you know, I thought like, maybe, you know, eventually I'm going to have to stop playing games, all that kind of stuff. But then I went to class today, and my professor is a 37-year-old man who's got a kid and a wife, and he is a gamer through and through. And you know what? It gives me so much hope, and I'll never stop playing games, no matter what people say about them. But yeah,
chicks
chicks dig it. Excuse me. October 4th, we got Breakpoint coming out, and we have to wait all the way until October 25th. For Modern Warfare 4. So, a lot of stuff going on, but as I'm looking here, there's this game that I missed that is actually coming out next week called Control, and it is a supernatural shooter filled with telekinetic powers as you fight the forces of darkness.
Wow.
It's an Alan Wake Max Payne remedy. Behind this, you know it's going to be weird, dark, and with an interesting, odd story. By the way, this is from GamesRadar.com.
If you don't know, GamesRadar knows their stuff.
You need to get on it. It takes place in the oldest house, the headquarters of the Federal Bureau of Control, government agency tasked with tracking, finding, and controlling dark forces and artifacts. With a setup like this, could go anywhere and is all the more exciting for it. You know what I think we should do is I think we need to pick games, you know, maybe just even turn this into a game pod. I'm sure people would love that.
Yeah, everyone would love that.
But pick a game, like something like that, you know, where we could co-op it, you know what I mean, and tell the people what they're together. Missing, you know?
Yes.
I would not co-op Minecraft, though. That's not in the deal.
It's life-changing.
That's not in the deal. So, you know, I'm just going to get right to it. I've been pretty upset lately with just everything, and I'm going to tell y'all right now, for those of you listening, this is about to be a full-blown rant, so if you don't want to hear it, shut us off right now.
What's on your mind?
I'll still be making money. You know what's on my mind? Gun control. Go ahead and turn it off. Turn off the pod now, because if you're going to get offended about what I'm about to say about this, then I'm sorry. I'm giving you your out right now. But gun control. You know why it's on my mind? Pretty obvious, because we know the deal. Max, please stop shaking all the hair off your body. We're back in my domain with Mr. Max, who is my lovely dog, who makes me very sick because I am allergic. I still love him, though. But if you can see this house and if you can hear me now, there's hair all over this place, and it's rough.
It's Jason's hair. He sheds.
Tell you what?
It's Jason's hair. He sheds.
Yeah, Jason does shed, but not that white. Max, get going. Get going. All right, come over here to me. That's fine. Sit down. All right. Okay. Anyways, gun control. Yes. Where was I? Okay. So there was a wreck, fatal wreck that happened a few nights ago here in Santa Rosa Beach. Very tragic, very upsetting. I hate that these wrecks keep happening, taking people's lives. And really, it's over here, 395 and between 395 and 283. It's not cool. You know, it's rough. And when these kind of tragedies happen, you know, people are already pointing fingers like, oh, I wonder how much the person was drinking or smoking. You know, it's never like, oh, it was just an accident or something like that. People are always like trying to do that. And so, of course, I made the mistake of getting on the Facebook page of the sheriff and reading the comments, you know, as we all do in the social media era. I'm starting reading the comments, and there's this one woman who, I'm sorry, I'm not going to be polite, is a complete just the worst human being, in my opinion. I don't know. No, I'm not going to say that. I'm going to try to be cool about it, you know. Cause
Thanos?
We all have our demons. Not definitely worse than Thanos, but I'm talking like worse than Doofenshmirtz.
Doofenshmirtz?
Yeah. I'm talking worse than Crocker. I'm talking worse than a freaking Swiper from Dora the Explorer.
You're pulling out all the big guns.
I'm talking worse than freaking Will Smith's dad that shows up in Fresh Prince of Bel-Air out of nowhere. I'm talking all the bad guys, you know what I'm saying? Like straight up out of an AC/DC music video bad, which I love. Wow. AC/DC, shout out, but you know, Highway to Hell, that's what we're talking about. This person had the gall, had the guts to say, huh, in the comments where these two people lost their lives, she said, huh, well, I guess we should just ban all cars, right? Because cars kill people and people don't kill people. It's the cars that do it. So we should ban all cars. Just like guns. Guns don't kill people. Guns don't kill people. People kill people. So maybe we should just ban all the guns, you know? Or maybe I got that twisted. But basically her narrative was the fact that since everybody's all hot about banning guns now because of the shootings, they want... She wants to ban all cars because she wants to make a mockery and a joke out of this and use it to her narrative. And I'm telling you right now, no one's death should ever be made a mockery out of. I don't care who it is. I don't care if it's the worst out of the worst person. Doesn't matter. That's my opinion. That doesn't mean it has to stick. But what I'm saying is this ridiculous when you have people who will literally make a joke about a 23-year-old and a 17-year-old that just lost their lives and use it to push their narrative. You know what I think? Well, first of all, before I even kind of get into it, I want to hear what you think, Blake. What does that make you think when you hear stuff like that?
Well, obviously, that was pretty messed up. And I don't know much. Well, I don't want to say much about gun control. I just don't pay attention to gun control. But I know that that was not very, very cool of her to kind of use that to her, kind of like, I guess her advantage. You know what I mean? Kind of like, oh, this will be a perfect place to promote.
Certainly.
So, I'm no expert, but yeah, not cool, lady. Not cool.
Not cool at all. And my thing is this. Look, once again, if you're going to get offended, turn the pot off now. But here's my view. I'm going to give it to you straight. I'm going to give it to you bluntly, and I'm going to just give it to you right here. This is how I feel about gun control. You can believe what you want.
This is where our views drop.
Hey, our views are already down. I don't even know if anybody listening anymore. My point is this, is that you can side whatever side you want to hear. You can side with the people that want to keep guns because you love hunting, because you love shooting, whatever it is, because it's your right, whatever you want to say. You can side with the people that say, nah, we should make reform on guns. We should ban guns, especially machine guns. Wherever you are, here's the thing. I think that, and I'm gonna get a little preachy. I'm gonna get a little serious. Sorry that it's coming out, but it's coming out because this got me hot and bothered, and I got a podcast for a reason, so I could get it out.
Do it.
But my thing is this. My thing is if there is so much disdain and so much just evil in the world, no matter what you believe, if you believe in a higher power or not, there's so much evil in the world. Why would you not be willing to sacrifice what you love? No matter what it is, no matter if it's right, no matter if it's wrong, why wouldn't you be willing to sacrifice that if that meant that there was a chance that things could get better? Whatever happened to people sitting down and working things out? Well, I'll tell you what, that never happened in the first place. Not in my era, not in my time. I'll tell you this, though. I was having the conversation last night. When I was a kid, and I was in middle school and high school, shootings just weren't a thing. You never really heard about them. Sure, they may have still happened, but they never made the news. Now, ever since I've gotten out of school, which has only been 6 years, there's been shootings left and right. And I'm telling you right now, if I was a kid still in middle school and high school, I would be terrified. And that's not right. That's not right. And for people to just be all about what they want, and whatever fills their ego and whatever makes them happy, I don't know, man. Whatever happened to sacrifice? You know, people want to always, you know, and I know I'm ranting, but people always want to be like, well, you know, thank you to the troops for sacrificing for us. You know, they thank you. But why are we going to thank them when we're not willing to sacrifice anything? We're not willing to sacrifice anything for anybody except for ourselves. Maybe our loved ones. Maybe that's it. But we're not. We're not willing to sacrifice our rights with guns or whatever. And look, I'm not a politician. I'm not telling you how that should be. All I'm saying is this. Something's got to give. Something's got to happen. So they got to change something. All these dumb, idiot white boys that go up in there with their issues and shooting up people, that ain't right. And that shouldn't keep happening. Whether it's mental health, whether whatever color they are, but it's mainly white people, white men doing this. It's not right, you know? It's not right at all. And to see people all the time just not have any hope, whether it's over racism or whether it's over gun control or whatever it may be, like, what are we doing, people? What are we doing right now? What is it? And I'm telling you right now, like, it's got me fed up. It's got me feeling hot. And it's not right. And something's got to give. Somebody's got to do something about it. And I'm doing what I can right now by using this platform, my podcast, to give you my views on it. Because no one else will say it. I'll say it. It's screwed up. It's wrong. Our society is messed up. And look, you can be proud to be an American all you want. And I'm not saying that I'm not. I'm happy for my freedom. I'm happy for my many, many family members that fought for my freedom. And my many friends who are continuing to fight for my freedom. But is this really what you want to represent? A country that has all these shootings, a country that is falling apart at the seams? Whatever you want to think, the economy or whatever, whoever. I don't care what your views are on a president or on a government or anything. If you're proud of what's happening right now, if you're okay with just letting these things slide by, you are the problem. That's all I'm going to say. You are the problem. And if you're not listening anymore, I don't care. And if you're not listening now because I said you're the problem, I don't care. If you don't see an issue with what's going on, you are the problem. That's all I got to say. That's it. What you got, Blake? By the way, Denmark, they have free school in there. You know, they take care of their people. I'm not saying I want to move to Denmark. Now, I know that I said that, everybody, well, if you don't like America, then move and leave and leave. Yeah, whatever. I ain't trying to hear that. You know, I'm going to live where I want to live, and I'm appreciative of my freedom, appreciative of my rights and all that kind of stuff. But part of my right is freedom of speech, and this is what I feel, and this is what I'm going to say. All right, I'm done. Blake, you go. Talk for five seconds, whatever your views are on it.
Well, I'm obviously not a very political person. I don't know. School shootings definitely need to stop. I know that. I'm not an idiot. I also know that people love their guns. I mean, that's kind of like an American thing. I've never been a hunter myself, but I know quite a few. Friends with a few, too. But, I mean, I would love to say, I mean, ideally, the easiest solution, or not easiest solution, but the ideal solution would just be no one in America has a gun. But is that going to happen? No. There's like, I mean, if we all came together and did it, I mean, we get a lot out of here, which is good. But you would have your sneaky little bad guys who kept their guns and like hit them under their bed or something like that. You know what I mean? You'll have people with guns still, no matter what. It's just hard to find like a solution that fits all the needs of the people. Like, literally, to like get all the guns out of the U.S., you would have to like take them from people, and that would require like a lot of force or like a giant magnet or something. I don't know how that would work. It's a very sticky situation. But I do 100% agree with you that something needs to change. I don't know what. That's for smarter people to think about. And yeah.
And if you think that was all the ranting, if you're like, wow, oh man, we could just breathe now. Sorry, I got one more thing that's got me hot. One more thing that's got me in a mood. And this may be worse than the gun control, but I don't care. Because once again, this is our platform, I should say.
Thank you.
And we can say what we want to say because this is our podcast. But here on the Shredded Cabbage Podcast, all I'm going to say is this. And it goes hand in hand with doing something about something. You don't have to believe in any higher power. You don't have to believe in anything you don't want to believe. All I'm going to say is this. You can't believe to be a good person. You can't believe to just care. Maybe about people. Maybe about your society. Maybe about your family, your nation, whatever that is. If you want better stuff to happen, better stuff to go on, just look at history. Look at the people that made a difference and stood up and made change. And I know there's a lot of opinions on Donald Trump. And I know if he hears this, he'll probably cut my pie right away. But I don't care.
Cut your pie?
My pod. I was trying to sound low.
You know. He said pie. Continue.
That too. My thing is this, y'all. I'm not going to tell you what I voted for. Because it's my right to keep that to myself. All I will say is this, is that voting or not voting, nobody should berate anybody over social media if you're in a position of leadership. And I've been chill with the homie in the White House for a while as far as just what he's doing and with the Twitter fingers and all that kind of stuff. Once again, I'm not a politician. I'm ignorant when it comes to this. So don't take this for what it's worth at all. This is just my opinion. Once again, this is my opinion. Doesn't mean it's true. All I'm saying is every time I get on Twitter, that homie is blasting somebody saying that they're stupid, that they're dumb, that they're retarded, or anything like that. First of all, don't ever use the R word, because the R word is not cool. Second of all, don't ever call somebody out on social media like that. And just when you're in a position of leadership, if you got issues with somebody, take it up with them in person. Don't try to assassinate their character, don't matter what they've done. I don't know, man. It's just got me hot, man. It's got me hot not because of what's going on as far as what political party or whatever, because I'm neutral. I'll straight up tell you now, I'm neutral. I vote for people who I believe in and who I think that they can really carry this nation across the finish line or make a difference in this nation. I don't associate with one or the other, and that's my prerogative, as Bobby Brown said. But as a country, as a people, we got to do better, and we can't, you know, I'm just saying, if you're in a position of leadership, you can't just be sitting there and bullying people at the top, no matter if they don't agree with what you say or not. I don't know. I said it. I'm done ranting. Anything you want to say, Doc? Or are you chilling? Where you going to go to movies?
I don't have Twitter. I don't watch the news. So I know nothing about our president. So that's all I'm going to say.
All right, then.
Sorry.
We going to the movies.
Yes.
We going to the movies. Rant is over. I'm done. Yippee. I had to hit the politics. We made it 12 episodes and hadn't really hit. Well, we've been in controversy. We got Shredded Controversy a little bit. You know, Shredded Cabbage Controversy.
Which one did we do controversy in?
Last two episodes.
Controversy?
Did it with Wesley.
Wait.
Shredded Cabbage Controversy.
Oh, yeah. I remember now. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But I'll say this. We hit up the movies today. Just recently, we saw Good Boys.
Yes.
Saw Good Boys, and on Sunday we saw Scary Movies in the Dark, Scary Stories in the Dark.
Yeah.
And, well, I'll tell you this. I'll just go short and sweet with the Scary Stories in the Dark. It was not a bust, but it was not a, wow, I got to see that. It's a movie that I think you could wait for to come out on DVD and watch it with your homies or whatever and kind of just be chill. Don't expect to be scared by it. I don't know. It didn't really get me at all. I'm excited. September 6th coming with It 2. Gonna be a great movie. I can't wait.
Yeah, that looked very scary. You can snuggle up with your boys and watch that one and be scared together.
Snuggle up with your boys. well, there's that, folks. We don't do that. We don't do that when we go to the movies. But we just went and saw Good Boys. Yes. I'll tell you right now, Good Boys, great movie.
It was good. It was very good. A little crude for those for the
sensitive people out
sensitive,
there.
Mature people who see the movie. But it was very, very funny. I highly recommend it to anyone who likes to giggle, chuckle, or laugh. And that is that.
Just a light chuckle.
Yeah.
That movie had me rolling, dog.
Yeah, it was funny.
Movie had me rolling. Good Boys, good movie. This week we'll also be hopefully seeing, or at some point, maybe the beginning of next week, Ready or Not, comes out on Wednesday. And then a movie we have both been anticipating that we've been excited about, Angel Has Fallen, comes out on Friday. We'll be seeing that next week.
Mm-hmm.
That is the movie with Gerard Butler coming back and protecting Morgan Freeman as the president. Which, what was that movie he was in before? It wasn't White House Down, because that was Channing Tatum, right?
Morgan Freeman?
No, Gerard Butler.
Oh, Black Panther.
You're an idiot.
I honestly don't know who this Butler dude is.
300? You never seen 300? Oh.
Nope.
Olympus has fallen.
Is that with the spaceships?
Yes. That No, what? Olympus Has Fallen was the prequel to Angel Has Fallen. If you haven't watched that, Blake, I suggest you watch it before we go see Angel Has Fallen next week. Good movie.
Is that about the airplane that gets hijacked?
Oh, boy.
I'm just asking.
No, it's not.
I get these movies mixed up. All these, like, president movies. there's a billion of them.
Well, there's another movie, like I said, White House Down with Channing Tatum. So, I mean, I understand.
I definitely haven't seen that. I would know if Channing Tatum was it.
Ooh, you got the hots for Channing Tatum?
Okay. Everyone has the hots for
Channing Tatum. Blinded by the Lights out right now. That's about Bruce Springsteen. I don't know if we'll get around to that. 47 Meters Down on Cage, that's out right now. I don't know if we'll get around to that as well. Like I said, September 6th, It Chapter 2. We're pumped about that. We're excited about that.
Super spooky looking.
Spooky.
It'll be a good time. Week after that, we got Hustlers coming up. We'll probably be watching that movie with J-Lo and all those girls.
Girl power.
And then the weekend of the 20th of September is going to be interesting because there's three movies coming out that weekend that I know we both want to see, and that's Downton Abbey, Rambo, Last Blood, Sylvester Stallone. Great movie. If you have not seen any of the Rambos,
I've seen
Rambo. Ad Astra. It's the movie with Brad Pitt as the astronaut.
Oh, I know that one.
I'm talking about.
I didn't know there was another Rambo coming out.
Yeah, I didn't know either.
And what was the first one? Abbey Road?
Right, huh?
Abbey Road?
Downton Abbey.
What is that?
Never heard of Downton Abbey?
I've heard it. I just don't know what it is.
Like the, you never read the book or the movie?
Is it about cats?
Anything. What?
No, that's a Disney movie. Never mind.
What do you think Downton Abbey is about?
I think it's about a group of cats that live in the alleyway and have a band, but I'm pretty sure that's a Disney movie.
What is it called? Like Downton Alley or something like that?
No, I don't know what this is off of. Actually, I think that's a Lady and the Tramp.
Yeah, I don't know what you're thinking. Downton Abbey is the story of the Crawley family. They're wealthy owners of an English estate in the early 20th century. So it's old-timey, you know, a little bit of drama, a little bit of thriller to it, you know.
So I was close.
Yeah, I guess. And then the week after that, we're upset about this, but we completely understand. They pulled the movie The Hunt. That was supposed to be one we were looking forward to. But they're pulling that because of all the shootings that have been happening. The Report comes out that week. It's Adam Driver, who played what's the guy's name in Star Wars, the new Star Wars, Darth, you know what I'm talking about?
Yes. Freaking, don't look it up.
I'm gonna look it up so you can.
Oh, I know it. The dude, he looks like Keanu Reeves, but the
it's not
version.
Darth, it's
no, don't say it. What's it start with?
A K.
Kylo Ren.
There it is. He plays FBI agent Daniel Jones as he performs an exhaustive investigation to the CIA's use of torture on suspected terrorists in the aftermath of the 9/11 attacks. That's going to be a good one. That's going to be fun.
Yeah.
And then October, I'll end up with this, Joker, October 4th. It's going to be a good one. We're excited. We hope you're excited. We've enjoyed getting back with you guys. We know it was a lot of rant, little bit of movies, but we're going to get back in the hang of things. We both just finished summer, and we're trying to get back into the swing of things for fall and all that. And now that we're finally back in the swing of things, this will be a weekly thing. We will not be missing anymore. We won't be going on two-week hiatuses and all that. We apologize. We want this to be a consistent thing. We know you love it. We know you love our controversy. We know you love our realness. Yes, we're arrogant. Blake has a few things he wants to say before he hits us with his wonderful quote of the week that we all know that you all have been missing. So we hope to that you keep listening. We hope that you keep supporting. Yeah, you know, we didn't have any ad breaks this week, and that's okay. We'll be back with that next week. Other than that, Mr. Blake, do you have anything you want to say before you go into your quote of the week?
Stalling. Quote of the week. Got it. Okay.
Usually I do it in the person's voice, but I don't really know what this person sounds like. So I'll do my best.
Take it away.
A person is a person, no matter how small.
Is that it?
Yeah.
All right. That's a wrap, folks. Let us know who you think it is, and we'll give you nothing. Goodbye.
Maybe a hug.
And we hope you're not offended. But we actually kind of do hope you're offended. But once again, we don't.
Yeah.
Signing off. I'm Cole.
I'm Blake.
Goodbye.